We always thank our trainers and jockeys. We don't take it for granted here at Sky Radio that we thank them, all our different guests coming on and passing on information. Morning to you, Stuart.
Andrew, how are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. You gave her a little break. I guess take us back to when you won the Quizette. Were you always tempted to freshen or go on? What were your thoughts then?
I was probably 50-50 until that day, but I just seen that day that, you know, she'd had a long prep through winter, getting into the races, sort of, you know, we had a few little issues. That's why we'd missed the Blue Dive in the autumn. And she'd just been in the system a while, so we just thought we'd give her a breather and head towards this race in the Coolmore if she's good enough.
And has she shown you that she's enjoyed the little freshen?
Yeah, definitely, yep. She went to Rockmount for the Water Walker, which was good, and Water Walk and ridden and paddock of an afternoon, and she really enjoyed it. Came back here, and yeah, you wouldn't have known she'd already had a preparation under her belt.
Yeah, fantastic. I just said to Greg Urell that there looks to be a fair bit of pace in this race early on. You're probably one of those. Would you prefer to take the sit from inside draw?
Well, I think I'll just leave it to Benny. If they want to all charge and make a race of it, I'm happy to come out of that speed battle, but quite often we see races where it's very strong up front on paper, and sometimes it doesn't always eventuate. So from that barrier, we can be open-minded and see how it pans out. Ben's ridden her, and he's got a good set of hands. Hopefully she just sort of land somewhere in a good spot with her head in her chest and either come out of it or be part of it.
She just seems to be a natural filly. Have I got it right there that she just steps out and she knows what the cape is all about?
Yeah, from her first ever jump out here at Caulfield, she just hit the ground running and didn't see where she went. If anything, she's been a little bit too forward from the early days, but as time's gone on, she has wanted to come back underneath us a bit.
So how do you see today's race? Are you reading it that maybe Jukebox and maybe Greg's horse are the ones for you to beat?
Yeah, definitely. Formalities form lines are a little bit hard to read because she's gone to Sydney, but obviously she's a class horse. Sullivan's horse could also be the one to push forward. He improved sharply off the Danehill, but he's back to 1,200. So, I think there's a case for four or five of them. It's not just the three in the market. It's a good bit of depth to the race.
Well, I've got you, Coral Coast, who we've seen in Sydney a couple of times. You've entered for two races on Saturday. What have you ended up doing there?
Although there's smaller acceptances in the classic, I think the Ethereal is going to be weaker, so we're going to go that way.
Yeah. What came out of Sydney for you?
Not sure. I know she was disappointing. I've held her in high regard for a long time. She went forward, sat out, side the eventual winner, and I thought she should have kicked on for a lot longer than she did. There's a definite query on her whether she gets the trip. So we'll ride her more Saturday to get the trip. So we'll just probably ride her quiet, and maybe she does get it. She just got one burst.
Yep, understand. And someone told me at the races there, I think it might have been Laurie Macri, who is he in the ownership or certainly knows a lot about Coral Coast anyway. Laurie is in the horse. That you got tonsillitis on one of those days.
Oh, it wasn't bad. I just get them flared up every now and again. They probably should be coming out. And if I man up and do it soon, I'll be gone.
You probably should. You're getting on a bit, mate.
Correct.
Good luck today. I hope she's unbeaten Crown Witness and she looks a pretty special filly, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.
Thanks, mate. Stuart Webb joining us with Crown Witness lining up in the Blue Sapphire.